Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Peter Frangie. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Frangie. And Peter is here to discuss his candidacy for Cohoes mayor. So, Peter, you jumped into the from the frying pan into the fire. I think this is going to be quite an eventful primary. What made you decide to run for mayor?
So, as previous treasurer of the city of Cohoes, I think I've always known that I would be running for mayor. It was a matter of when. And really, I thought I would wait for the current administration to finish what it is that they're working on, and that's when I would eventually run. However, as we all know, the current climate and the reputation that we now keep, and unfortunately, and it is unfortunate, but we are a bit paralyzed in Albany and even within our community. I just thought it was the time.
So, would you say that the current administration, would you say that they have accomplished some things, or do you find that many things have to be addressed?
I think there's a culmination of many things going on. So, the current administration did absolutely address some of the issues we've had. They have accomplished maybe a few items. And unfortunately, I think we've come to a point where it's going to become very difficult for them to accomplish anything else. And that's why this is at a critical stage.
So, what is your political background?
So this is the first time I'm running for any office. I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat. And any political aspirations prior to this, there were none. I'm excited. I understand the process. I'm learning a little bit more of the process as I go along. But but it's been exciting thus far.
Great. So what do you see as the major issues that people in Cohoes are facing?
I think if I were to prioritize our issues, I think first and foremost, and, you know, there's mixed messages about this, but I truly believe we need to control our spending. Our spending may look good on paper for some short-term appearances, but I think overall and in the long run, there are some things that are being done that could eventually come back to bite us. And secondly, probably just as important, we need to reestablish our relationships. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, we suffered the loss of a $10 million downtown revitalization grant. I believe Albany won that grant, and kudos to Albany. But the reality is those types of grants are very important to a small community like ours. We need to be in the running, and our reputation takes us out of the running. So we need to reestablish relationships, not only in Albany, but within our community. We have a bit of a divide, I think, in our community right now. And frankly, I just want to make sure everyone has a seat.
So this is your first venture into electoral politics. What was the final decision that says, I've got to run? What propelled you to get into the race?
When I was treasurer, maybe because it was an appointed position. I worked at the pleasure of the mayor. maybe because it was a position in such a manner that afforded me the opportunity to really learn and see the complexities of our local government. So having a greater understanding for that, I come from the private industry, so the private sector. So having an understanding of our local government and how it worked and truly understanding our numbers and goes and seeing where all our money comes from, and then understanding where we stand today and reading that financial statement, and again going back to relationships and seeing how they're hurting us, pushed me over the cliff.
I've interviewed Mayor Morsa on Focus on Albany, and one of the issues that I've talked to him about was municipal internet. Now, the mayor would like to see municipal internet in Cohoes, and nothing is being proposed. Well, there is something being proposed, but I don't know how far it's gotten. Were you aware of the, were you aware of the municipal internet in Cohoes? And do you believe that the mayor is strong on technology being brought into Cohoes?
So I don't know anything about the municipal internet. And there's many different types of municipal internet, I guess, if you want to call it. There's public Wi-Fi. There's I guess, carrying our own broadband. So I guess I'd have to understand a little bit better what it is that he's looking at. I don't know, because, frankly, I don't think any of us in the community are a part of that process.
Okay.
So, I can't really speak to that one.
So, what was the, how has the reception been? Are people embracing you? Are they say, oh, I'm glad you're in it? What has the overall reception been towards your campaign?
We've had terrific reception. I announced on Thursday, January 31st, And we have since opened up our Facebook page, all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Our website went live, and ever since we've been receiving notes, whether through phone call, text, through the website, through all the social medias. We've had a good positive reception, continues to be positive as I continue to reach out to the citizens of Cohoes and talk with them.
It's going to be a four-person race. So the winning margin could be only 26%. So how do you feel about so many people entering the race?
It's democracy, right? Everyone has an opportunity to run for office. That's the beauty of what we have in this country. We all see that that what we feel and others feel to be a problem or something that needs to be changed, and we are stepping up and making a difference. Would I prefer to have less in the race? Absolutely. But there are four people in this race. That's what we have to prepare for, and I feel good about it.
Great. Now the Republican Party in Albany County is all but dead. Do you foresee a Republican running for mayor in the city of Cohoes?
That's a good question. I don't foresee it. I don't count it out, but I don't foresee it.
Okay. So from that statement, I would assume that you're saying that the winner of the primary will automatically be the next mayor of Cohoes.
I think the primary is a very big factor in who will be the next mayor of the city of Cohoes.
Okay, great, 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 great. So as you go around and you're talking to people, you know, I asked you what's important. What do the people of Cohoes, what are their issues that they're very concerned about?
Look, the mainstay issue that I think is consistent from everyone we speak to is our image, our reputation. We are very proud neighbors. You know, we're all very proud to be Cohoesers, and we feel that's tainted a little bit, and some may say a lot. But the mainstay issue is, we need a good reputation back. We need to be represented properly, and that's what we're hoping to do.
I know that the current mayor was on the in the county legislature, so, and he had assumed a leadership position in the county legislature. When he decided to run for mayor, did anybody in the city foresee from the beginning of his term, did anybody foresee the personal problems that would evolve as his tenure went on?
Well, I'd have to say probably not. I mean, he was elected by the people. That's who put him there. So if that was something that was a foreseeable future, then he may not have been elected, but he was elected by the people.
Okay, okay. So I'm sure that we will talk again as the campaign unfolds. So for our initial conversation about your candidacy for mayor, what would you like to tell the people as you go on with your campaign until we talk again on Focus on Albany?
So I think what's important right now is that people separate some emotion. I mentioned this at my announcement. I'll mention it again. As I continue to speak with people, I learn that there is a lot of emotion about what's happening in Cohoes. So some of us are frustrated, some of us are angry, and I think we need to separate that. We need to stay focused. We all know what we want Cohoes to be. We all know what we want it to look like. Listen to the candidates, understand who's most experienced, who has the true leadership, who can make a difference. And just do the right thing. And I'm confident the citizens of Cohoes will choose to do the right thing.
I think your race might even overshadow the races for the county legislature. So it's going to be a very interesting year. And I hope to have you back as the campaign unfolds to talk about the issues that you're addressing and the concerns of the citizens of Cohoes. So, Peter, would you be interested in coming back?
That would be great. I look forward to it. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely. I look forward to it.
Thank you. So you have been listening to Peter Frangi, and if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Peter, I'm sorry, I neglected this question. Please give your contact information for anybody who wants to become part of your campaign.
So you can reach us at frangieformayor.com. And by all means, if you just want to have a conversation, feel free to call me on my personal cell at 518-577-2555.
Terrific. So, Peter, good luck, and we will talk again as this unfolds. Have a great day,
so
and thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye.